Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Temperatures should be heading in the correct direction as we get into the weekend. Right now, though, still very cold at 5:07 on KDKA. An earthquake hitting the east coast of the United States this morning, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. It caused buildings to shake and rattled the nerves of people from Maryland all the way to Maine. The quake was 4.8. The epicenter near Lebanon, New Jersey. Struck a little before 10:30 this morning, strongest recorded in the Northeast in more than a decade. No immediate reports of any major destruction or any fatalities. Local and regional officials from the cities in the earthquake zone said inspections had already been launched. They're checking on buildings, bridges, and other infrastructure that were not damaged to make sure that everything is okay. Cleanup crews been working from the early morning hours today to remove water from the bathtub section of the Parkway East. It was heavily flooded as the Ohio River overran its banks this week. The area located between Grant Street and Fort Pitt Bridge was reopened to traffic about 11:45 this morning, along with the ramp from Grant Street to westbound I-376 and the ramp from the Boulevard of the Allies to westbound 376. PennDOT crews pumping the water. They cleaned up the mud and the debris from the area once the river receded prior to the roadway reopening, according to PennDOT's Steve Cohen. The Ohio River at downtown Pittsburgh crested at more than 28 feet Thursday morning, exceeding the original forecast as heavy rain left parts of the Golden Triangle, the North Shore, and pockets all around western Pennsylvania underwater. The worst flooding the region has seen in nearly 20 years, leaving landslides, road closures, traffic jams, and heavy cleanup in the aftermath. More Family Dollar locations set to close in western Pennsylvania following an announcement last month that the company will shutter more than 1,000 locations. At a small shopping center in Duquesne, the Family Dollar sits between an already empty storefront and a clothing store. Outside the location at 27 Duquesne Boulevard, draped with a store closing banner, and shelves inside almost completely empty. The store was not given a set closing date by management, said a store associate working the register. It will officially shut down once all the merchandise in the store is sold. In Sheridan, Family Dollar location at Sheridan Boulevard, set to close April 14th, according to a store associate there. Not clear how many Western Pennsylvania stores are going to be shuttered. Family Dollar officials did not respond to questions about future closures. A new and improved inbound portal in the Armstrong Tunnel will reopen this month, marking the halfway point of a multi-million dollar rehab project that started more than a year ago. The new Armstrong Tunnel will be a much safer experience, both for drivers and pedestrians. That's what good infrastructure is, said the county executive Sarah Inamorato. City and state officials announcing that the inbound portal connecting 2nd Avenue at Philip Murray Bridge and Forbes Avenue at the end of the Duquesne University campus will reopen April 13th, more than a year after it was shut down to the public. U.S. economy adding 303,000 jobs in March. That was significantly higher than what economists had forecast. They were thinking it would be 200,000 jobs in the month. The reading matches the largest one-month boost in payrolls since May 2023, a significant increase from the 270,000 added in February and the 256,000 that were added in January. The unemployment rate declined slightly to 3.8%. The wage growth coming in at 4.1% over the last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Have we hit a turning point in the war between Israel and what's happening in Gaza with the fight against Hamas? Israeli airstrikes that claimed the lives of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers stunned and outraged many in the United States and around the world, including Democrats in Congress, fueling a fresh effort by lawmakers to push President Joe Biden to impose conditions on U.S. military aid to Israel. Frustration's been mounting for months among Democrats in Congress over how the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has carried out its military offensive in Gaza and the dire humanitarian conditions faced by Palestinian citizens. Monday's lethal strikes, however, on the World Central Kitchen team jolted many lawmakers and their aides, who say the attack could serve as a defining moment for America's approach to the war in Gaza and U.S. relations with Israel. Among them, Democratic U.S. Senator Peter Welch of Vermont, saying the attack on the aid convoy is, quote, an indication that there has been no modification of the Netanyahu war plan, quote. And it's also creating increased concern among more and more of my colleagues, said the senator. The son of LeBron James declaring for the NBA draft, but he might go back to school. How is that possible? Well, Bronny James, the elder son of the Lakers superstar LeBron James, declared for the 2024 draft today in a social media post. He played his college basketball at Southern California, but says he also is entering the NCAA transfer portal, thus maintaining eligibility if he decides to go back to school. James will work out and meet with NBA teams, determining if he wants to turn pro and perhaps where his draft position might be. He has until June 16th to take his name out of consideration and could then go back to school. Said the younger James, I've had a year with some ups and downs, but all added to the growth for me as a man, a student, and an athlete. I made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility, and will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal. By the way, his college coach at University of Southern California just took another job, which probably is the reason why he is looking at the transfer. And starting Saturday, the Frick Pittsburgh is offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see European masterworks from its art collection in Pittsburgh and the Frick Collection in New York City. Vermeer Monet Rembrandt, forging the Frick Collections in Pittsburgh and New York, opens tomorrow and continues through July 14th at the museum and Clayton, the former Frick family home in Point Breeze. This is a chance to see works from both collections together for the first time. The exhibition also includes work by Degas and El Greco. The exhibition has been 10 years in the making, says the executive director of Frick Pittsburgh, Elizabeth Barker. The exhibition is free to Frick members, $24 for others at the Frick Park, at the Frick Pittsburgh.org. Tickets are already more than 50% sold out for tomorrow's opening day. The two museums have never collaborated like this before to showcase the personal art collections of Henry Clay Frick and his daughter, philanthropist Helen Clay Frick. It is 15 minutes past 5 o'clock on KDKA. That wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 5th day of April.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.